Joe Strange just posted a snippet from his new show. It's just him getting into an elevator, I think, with all the main characters of the show. I actually want to talk about it.
When's it coming
out?
Oh, look.
Yeah, anyways, Just Rain.
Okay. Maybe this is like a hidden message. Yeah. Them pulling him back into the fucking elevator.
Yeah, pulling him back.
He was probably like, yo, I was like coming out, like fucking ripping it. My career's going good. And my family was like, no.
What's the problem, man? Cool guy? You're doing kurtutiyan in the classroom, huh?
No, I just...
Shut up!
He was probably like, yo, I was like coming out, like fucking ripping it. My career's going good. And my family was like, no, you can't fucking do this social media shit. Get back in.
I think it's a metaphor for the whole community pulling him back. Or like kind of forcing him, like, you know.
How is the community pulling him back? Everyone's pumping this guy up.
So let me just start from the beginning. So Just Rain is back. He's coming out with a Crave Original series, which is...
props to that guy. He went MIA for like 4 years.
More than 4 years. Yeah. I have this whole theory in my head as to what like happened and why he like went MIA and then all this type of stuff. Anyways, he's coming up with his new like series called Late Bloomer on Crave Original. And I don't have Crave, but I'm going to get it just because I want to watch the show.
When is it coming out?
January 19th.
Is it coming out all as one thing or is it individual episodes? I hate that shit.
I think Crave like drops episodes every, like they have shows that drop weekly episodes. I think Netflix is the only one actually that does it. Like,
no, Amazon Prime sometimes does it. They'll drop like three at a time or something sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Or like is this a limited series that he's doing?
I don't know. I think like everyone likes to like, now they like to say like, oh, he's the GOAT. He's so sick. He's so blah, blah, blah. But while he was posting stuff, there were always people talking shit. Like,
100%.
You know, like when someone is doing something, there's always that hater group that's going to say like, oh, this is fucking shitty. His other shit was way better. Like, fuck that. Like, he shouldn't be acting like that in public and blah, blah, blah. Like, there were things like that going on.
But there's always like, that's with everything and everybody though. Yeah.
I think it was like, why am I even like wasting my time, like energy, like, you know, listening to all these type of people and like, just, you know, like people have an opinion about what he should be doing, what he should be saying. And like, if he's going out, if he's partying, like that doesn't look good because he's a sardar. Like it could be like so many things, right? And I think he was just, you know what, fuck this. Like I don't even need to do this anymore. This is not what I'm trying to do. Yeah. I think his goal was always to try to be like mainstream. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, he's a producer. Mm-hmm. You know, like he produced all those like skits and that was him, right? Mm-hmm. So I think he was just like, I don't even need to do this. Like I just need to like figure out a different way to do it. Mm-hmm. And he just went radio silent and just focused. Because he had the like... content or like the channel to do it, because he's in Toronto, he had so much success on YouTube, then he went to like Much Music, so he had like the...
What did he do on Much Music?
He was like hosting on
was it?
Yeah, he was hosting shows and stuff on Much Music for a little bit, or just being like a, you know, like Much Music has like the VJ, you know, the VJ thing. I think he was doing that for a little bit, and I think he was just like, I'm just gonna, you know, cut out all the bullshit and just focus on what I need to focus on and like come out with something, like, you know, because most shows and most producers are not like, you don't know who's making them behind the scenes. They just have the connections to do it, right? And I think that, and I don't know, though, I look at the way he did things and I love the way that he did it.
If that's what,
like,
he did.
Yeah, if that's what he did. Like, he just silenced everyone. Just like, I don't need to be out in the public and let me just like fucking focus on what I actually want to do. I think let me see, when was his last video that he posted?
Then it's probably 5 years.
No, it has to be. I'm thinking it's like 7.
No, not yeah. 7.
His last video was December 24th, 2018 was his last video.
Yeah, so technically 4.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
No, 5.
No, but yeah. Like 5 because now we're in January, but like 3 days ago it would have been 4.
No, it's 5 years. Mansa's 5 years old. She's born in 2018.
No, but the last video was posted in December of 2018. So had it been 2 more days, it would have been 2019.
Oh,
yeah.
But it still would have been 5. Then it would have been 5 years to today.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's just like,
whatever kid's birthday is January 2nd is turning 5 years old.
No, I'm just saying
today.
It's closer to 4 years than it is to 5 years.
5 years.
On YouTube, it says 5 years ago.
I know, but it's going from 5 years just because we've turned the page into January now.
No, 2023, December 24th, 2023 is 5 years to the date.
Yes, thank you.
If you do, yeah, do the math.
December what? Say that again.
2023 minus 2018.
Oh,
I thank you.
5 years old.
That's what I told him to like just Greg's drop like, it, Greg.
Greg's like, it's going on 5 years old.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Going on, yeah. 16 going on 17. That's a good question.
What is your age, ma'am?
I'm going on. Yo, mom was telling people, my family in BC, that I'm 38.
What?
Yeah.
No, she wasn't.
I was like, what? I called her. I'm like, mom. Wait,
how do you?
Because I was talking to Jumpin' on the phone. And Jumpin' was like, yo, I didn't know you were 38. I'm like, I'm not.
Oh, how does mom not know?
And mom, and I was like, who told you that? She's like, your mom told me. I was like, I'm like, give the phone to my mom. I'm like, mom, why are you telling people I'm 38?
Is your mom in BC?
I had a freaking crisis because I thought I was 35 last year. Yeah. And then she's like, Gurhan, te fir Gurkaran, 35 ho gaya. I'm like, no, he's not 35.
Oh my God. Why do they, like, I still haven't, like, I do understand why they do it, but I still don't understand the need to do it. Like, why can't we just stick with the age that we're at?
Because they're all, like, 17 years younger than they actually are on their passports, because they're all trying to get here.
No, they're not younger, they're older on their passports.
Oh, maybe that's why.
Yeah, so they're usually a year or two older.
Our granny has the fake birthday and shit.
Well, theirs are like entirely fake. They fully don't.
They just base it off like other people's ages. My granny used to always do that.
Or like whatever, like, you know, current events were going on around that time. Although, Pradhan Mantri aa hunda si.
Granny's always, she's like, hun main harvi di bibi to ta 15 saal choti aa. And I was like, what the fuck?
Based
like,
on what calculation?
Yeah, anyways, excited to see Just Rain's return. What if my theory is totally off and he's like, yeah, I just got a like another job offer. I thought it was pretty dope. So I thought, like, what if I'm like attaching all this like crazy like theories to it?
No, but I feel like there's something for sure happened because he left so abruptly. There was no like, hey guys, I'm like, you know, stepping away.
But that's
pursue.
The way to do it, bro. Just radio silence. You don't owe anyone shit. I was talking about it in the live show. He's like, Justin owes me an explanation.
I know.
Well, she doesn't owe anyone shit, bro.
Even Mansa is obsessed with him.
How?
And she was born the year he stopped posting.
Why?
She likes his Christmas videos. The Christmas song.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It's crazy how it's still like, he definitely set a new standard.
Those Christmas songs were sick.
Yeah, like his production, like this is why I think the show is going to be good. Because I was talking to someone, they're like, I don't think it's going to be good. It's probably going to be like one of those like cater to white people. I'm like, I don't think so. Because his YouTube video production level was so elevated for the time. You know, most people just had like, they weren't like having sets with proper lights and proper cameras and actors and all this stuff. Like, you know, he was had like casts. Yeah. He had a cast with him. Bubba was part of his cast. Rupin was his cast. Like, he had that shit. He was the only one that was doing it to that level.
That Rupin ball guy was jokes, though. His fucking Punjabi is the best.
Yeah. His Punjabi.
Him acting like the mom was just too funny. I'm surprised he didn't go into acting and he went into like.
He went into production too.
Yeah, like video production. Yeah.
He's really like, fuck it, why am I acting? Fucking get this big, watch these fucking make videos for these dungers, man.
Yo, I almost got scammed.
By what? You almost got scammed? Dude, I just realized.
Again.
Dude, I feel like I realize I've been getting scammed by my own fucking bank, bro.
What?
Yo, it costs money to e-transfer?
Yes.
Yes.
That's a new thing now, apparently.
Since
no,
when?
It's not new.
Green. E-transfer
Oh, as
free.
A business.
No. This is coming out of my personal.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, there's been like $1.50 charge.
Yeah, what
the whole
time. No, it was
fee.
It was free.
No, it wasn't, Pam.
At one point, it was
Dude,
free, man.
Dude, I swear
man,
to God,
unless
it was
you have
free,
a certain
man.
Account.
No chance, bro. Or unless it's like TD to TD or something, maybe it's free.
No, it's not. Because I transferred
Dude,
to like...
Dude, oh my God, man. I was like, we do like these fantasy football...
Yo, why don't we have shit like Venmo, bro?
Why? Isn't that what e-transfers are?
No, but Venmo's free.
Venmo
completely free?
Venmo's free, yeah.
It can't be.
Opening Venmo account is free and there are no monthly fees. Simple Venmo transaction from a user's bank account, Venmo debit, or a Venmo cash balance is free of charge.
How does Venmo make money? From consumers, those who pay for instant transfers or use a credit card to fund payments.
Yeah. But if you load up your like Venmo account through like your bank or something, then that's just cash like sitting there. You can transfer it to anyone else for free.
But then that goes into the same. So now this is like a couple of different things, but that goes into the same idea as the Starbucks being a bank theory.
Not theory, they pretty much are.
Because you're uploading money.
So
into
then
their
this
thing.
Venmo makes it makes Venmo a bank because then they have the cash. They have cash sitting in their accounts.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, I almost got scammed. So, okay.
The real this scam, is gonna be Girk, not your kind of scam.
So dumb.
I not just... your type of scam where you agree to the terms and services agreement.
This is probably going to be so stupid.
At one of the big five
like,
banks of Canada.
iTunes gift card level stupid. I can feel it.
I think this is worse.
I don't know how the fuck this happened. Like,
you better be posting freaking screenshots of this
posting,
on Instagram
no,
afterwards.
No, I'm not posting because my name's God. On it. So I'm not
posting it. Like... Cover up the your name part.
Anyways.
But the fact that you sent
Mom asked me.
You sent money.
No. Oh. I didn't get to that point. You guys, this is 10 years after I almost got scammed by a CRA fake caller agent, okay, from India. Okay. Mom asked me to put her, like, esthetician spa bed on Facebook Marketplace, okay? Mm-hmm. I've never done that before. It's my first. I've never done it, so I just put it up there, okay?
You've never sold an item on Kijiji or Facebook Marketplace?
Anyway, so I took pictures of the bed, whatever, I posted it, okay? Nothing happened for like a week or whatever, and then I noticed like a week later, like I had like three messages, right? I'm like, oh, what the fuck, I didn't even notice that. Yeah. So I replied to all of them, they're like, is this available? I'm like, yes, whatever, blah, 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 right? One guy's like, okay, is this still available? I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, can I come to pick it up tomorrow? And I was like, yeah, because it's not actually at home. It's somewhere else. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. And then he's like, oh, what's the address? And I didn't give the address. I just gave like the
general location,
like the general location. Like it's in like the Northeast. Right. And he's like, oh, OK. He's like, so I'm actually out of town because I'm moving. So I have shippers that are like shipping my stuff, like, you know, and I have to pick up a few other items. So they're going to come like. Pick it up. Is that okay? I was like, yeah, that's fine. He's like, okay. He's like, I'm going to, hold on. Let me read the messages actually. He's like, okay. So I will send you a check digitally. The check is easy to be deposited. All you need to do is scan the check through your bank app and it will be deposited immediately. And then give me your name and I'll write that on the check, right?
Right there. I would have stopped.
Right. And I was like, okay. Can you send like e-transfer actually?
Yeah.
Right. Or and he's like, no, my e-transfer is like not working or something because something happened. So I can only do it through like this check. He's like, you just have to like do mobile deposit. Right. So at this point, I was like, OK, like this seems like fake, but I wasn't sure. Yeah. Right. So
wow.
They screenshotted
seems
it.
Seems kind of
fake. So I screenshotted it and I sent it to Raman. Raman, who's like worked at a bank before,
oh
right?
My god.
And I'm like, Raman, can I like mobile deposit a check?
And she's probably like, yeah.
And then she's like, yeah, you can, but this guy's saying he's gonna send it to you digitally, right? She's like, yeah, you can't do that, you have to have a hard copy of the check. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. And then at the same time, this guy's still talking to me. He's like, what's your name? And then he's like, is it Pammy B, which is like what my Facebook is?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, that's not. I'm like, no, my name is. And then I gave my full legal name.
Oh, my God.
To put on the check.
Wow.
And then he says, okay, now that I have your details, I will send you the check in the amount of $800. After deducting $250 for the item, $450 goes to the shipper, which you will be helping me pay them on my behalf so they can come for the pickup as I have some other items I'm shipping along. And you can take the remaining $100 for hassle.
And you probably got pumped.
No. And then I screenshot that, sent it to Rum, and she's like, yeah, this is a classic scam. Yeah. And then immediately he sends me the picture of the check, and it's like the most photoshopped like thing you've ever seen.
It's so fake.
What idiot, man.
And then I, obviously at that point, the best part is.
Oh my God.
The best part is, I was telling Mam because this part, the best part is like the logical thing to do would be to like just block the person, say fuck you or whatever, right? Like don't even converse. I replied to the fake check picture.
What did you say?
And I said,
hey, this looks fake.
I was like, hey, actually I spoke with my sister who works at a bank and she said that I can't like I can't do that. I need you can only send e-transfer cash. And then I said that and then I blocked it.
Wow.
And Maverick's like, why did you even say that? Like, why didn't you just say, fuck you?
Wow.
I was like, because I don't know. Like, what if it was real?
No, man. No chance, bro. Anytime you list anything on Facebook or Kijiji, you're getting one or two of these type of messages every single time.
And then I was like, how would this work? Like, how would I get scammed? Because I told the guy numerous times, I was like, I'm only gonna like give the bed until the check clears, right? And then she was saying, she's like, because with like digital like deposits or whatever, like the mobile thing, that it'll show up right away in your bank account. Like it'll show up as like plus $800 or whatever.
If you have an account that's like in good standing and they let you do, and they remove hold for like small amounts.
Yeah, exactly. And then she's like, so then what would happen was is that it would show up in your account and you would think that it's cleared. And then you would give to the $450 to this like person. And then 3-4 days later, the bank would be like, actually, this check is not legit. And they take the $800 back, then you'd be out $450.
And they flag your account.
Yeah, you'd be out $800, basically.
Flag your account for fucking idiot. Idiot status, right?
Idiot status.
I'm just like, how the fuck did I not? Like, I knew it. Even while it was happening, I'm like, this seems fake. But I was still like, here's my name.
Yeah.
My full name.
Okay, I wanted to talk about Nikki Haley.
Oh my God. Yo. I was looking. Did I send you something?
Why is this? Why did this come out of nowhere? And I want to fight her one on one. I swear. Let me.
Yo, I was losing.
Then I saw that one interview with her two kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, fucking Gupta, relax.
You Gupta?
You look like a fucking Gupta to me. I'm like, chill out, buddy.
Gupta? No, okay, let me explain to everyone listening why
I look like a pure fucking Indian kid too, man. I'm like, fucking sala, chill out, man, Jota. This chick especially, man. When I found out she like converted and the way she talks and looks, I'm like, fucking relax,
dude. The way she talks is trippy.
Okay. Yeah.
Dude, let me explain to people before y'all start.
I don't even know. The fucked up thing is I don't know anything about her. I don't know what she is, who she is, what she stands for. I just saw Nikki Haley, like she was Punjabi Sikh at one point, converted to become like a Gauri Christian.
Hello, this is my application to become Gauri.
Hello, this is my application.
I would like to become Kokish.
I will pay the membership fee.
Seriously, I saw that and I was like, fuck, I hated her right away.
Okay, here, let me explain who she is, okay? So for people who don't know. So Nikki Haley is in the Republican race right now for leader of the Republican Party, okay? So she basically running to run for office, basically.
Oh.
To run for president.
Fuck this chick. Oh, wait. Is this the one that the one guy's been punning?
Yeah.
Who's that, like, Hindu guy?
Vivek Ramaswamy.
Yeah. He's actually been, like, absolutely punning her. Ripping her. And then that one fat mort that tried to stand up for her that one time?
I don't even know. Yeah, I don't know those details, but
I watched a little bit of
that. Political incorrectness in this political conversation.
It's wild.
Astronomical.
How?
You gotta play this clip back for him.
How?
In front of every single person.
Fucking hater, fucking her son, fucking Gupta, fucking Bawa, fat Gora.
Hello, Hindu guy is punning her.
And then he goes, how?
No, I thought you were talking about like we're getting like political, you know.
Well, we're talking about something political.
Okay, but can I continue? Explain for
interest. I get it now. Now it all makes sense to me.
Okay, so she's running leader of the Republican Party to be in the race for president, okay?
So she's running like against Trump.
Essentially, yeah. Yeah.
Is Trump even running?
Okay, so these are the debates that you know what you're saying, like that guy's like punning her or whatever. Those are during the debates. And so Trump hasn't even been showing up for those because he's so his poll numbers are ridiculous. He's leading right now in the polls. And people are even saying,
I thought he can't get elected.
He can. So even if he's in even if he ends up going to jail, he can still run.
Huh?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Unless
and then what, he's going to run the country from jail?
Unless like the Supreme Court, like, you know, steps in, changes the law or something like that. But like he can fully. He
or
fully
like
can.
Let's say he wins from jail.
I don't know.
Which I fully believe in the stupidity yes, of that country but that's to what let that is, happen. His, could he come out?
His poll numbers are so high.
Pardons
right
himself?
Right. Yeah, he could 100% pardon himself. I don't know what the rules and regulations are around if he gets convicted, what's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. But as of right now, he can run even if he is in jail. So Nikki Haley, she's the governor of South Carolina, okay? So she grew up in the 70s, okay? In a very, like, obviously, if you grew up in South Carolina, you're surrounded by, like, you know, that's like the southern. That's why her accent is the way that it is. Because she grew up in a very, like, South Republican, white, conservative area. That's her, like, thing, right? She got married to a white man. She converted to Christianity. And, like, that's been her whole, like, lifestyle and stuff, right? And I have no problems with people, like, converting to whatever they want to convert to. Go to convert to Sikhi, whatever it is. Whatever you think is, like, your thing, okay? That's completely fine, okay? She got married to a Gora. You can marry whoever the fuck you want. No, you know, the only thing that was bugging me was that she did this. Okay, she did this interview and she was with her two kids. I think it's the same one that you're talking about, right? And the interviewer is a black woman. She's asking her, she's like, so you grew up sick, right? She's like, so like, what are your thoughts on that or whatever, right? And like, how does that translate to your kids? And she goes, well, my children grew up in the Christian faith, but they visit, you know, they like grew up visiting my parents and they went to the Indian church.
I heard that and I was like,
when she said that, I was like,
that's why I lost it. I was like, yo, are you fucking dumb?
I'm like, bitch, you damn well know what it's called.
Yeah.
Do not fucking pretend like you don't know what it's called.
Yeah. Even the go didn't know what it's called.
Yeah.
I think even her husband looked at her like, what? isn't it a Gurdwara?
He wasn't there. Yeah.
Gurdwara, right? Gurdwara?
That's how she would say it too, probably. The Indian church?
Yeah.
Bro. I was like, this chick is so far removed from like the culture. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's almost like...
She does it on purpose though.
Yeah.
You need that Gora votes. That's why.
So that's the whole like theory is because she's in South Carolina, she has to like appeal to like, you know, the white voters, all this type of stuff. But I just think that's just who she is.
It could very well
be. I honestly think she just wants to be white. And the reason I say that is because someone dug up this chick's 2001 voter registration card and she checked her race as white.
She's delusional. She's fully lost it.
Her options were white, black / African American, Asian, Hispanic, and other. And she put white.
Damn. Like, for what reason?
Now there's some people that are arguing that, like, you know, because the way she grew up, that could have been a thing because in the 1970s, before 1970, I think 76 or... Before 1976, Indian people from India were classified under Caucasian.
Huh?
Yeah. And then there was like a group that came together, like of Indian people. And they're like, yo, we need our own separate category. Like, we're not Caucasian. So then after the early 1970s is when it changed. There was a separate category. But for a decade after, it still took like time for people to like, you know.
Okay, well, that just depends on how technical you want to get.
Or fuck
that.
This chair.
No. It was a whole thing. There was like a committee created with the federal government and stuff to like create the separate classification or whatever. But the point is that she was 29 years old when she was registering that time. And you should know at that point that you're not Caucasian.
Yeah.
Straight idiot, this chick, man. But that guy, what's his name? Vivek, whatever.
Ramaswamy.
Yeah, that guy, yo, he destroys this chick. Like, over and over and over
again. I just saw the one part where he said, like, he's like, you're the only person here that should be able to pronounce my name.
Yeah. There's that. Then he was, like, wasting around. He's like, first of all, he's like, why are you even here? Because you have no fucking credentials. And then he, like, went back and, like, to her, like, previous job history and stuff. Yeah. And it's like... all bullshit, like basic, not bullshit, but like she had like, I forgot what all the technical shit that he was saying, but like she got straight up busted for like scandals and fraud and like all this bullshit. She got put on like a bunch of boards because she was willing to like turn the other way essentially. And she had no like educational background to even be in those positions. And she was only there because she was looking the other way on like, you know, shady shit happening. And then like, then he was like asking her about like, she's always talking about like, what was it? Some sort of like reform on something. She's always preaching it. And he's like, you preach this nonstop. Something about like sending US like military to certain parts of the world. I forgot where. I'm going to just assume Middle East. And he's like, name me three countries in this region that we've sent our troops to. And she just stood there like quietly. He's like, three. Name. He's like, you're sending like thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of troops in these three areas, and you don't even know where they're going. And he's like, and yet your whole like thing is based on like reform of the X, Y, and Z. And she had like zero idea. And that's when the other like Murtaja standing beside her stepped in, because this Vivek guy was like going in on her.
Oh, shit.
He was like he was straight up like, you're stupid. You're a fucking idiot. Like,
he said you're stupid?
Like, basically.
Professionally.
Yeah, professionally. I forgot what term he used, but he basically said, you're stupid. Like, you're an idiot. If you're like, this is what your platform is. And then that's when the Murtaza got involved. Because everyone was like,
that's when the Murtaza got involved.
Yeah. And he's like, I've known Nikki Haley for the last 20 years and don't insult her intelligence. And that, then he started punning that guy. He's like, you name the three countries. And that guy just stood there. But yo, and it's pretty crazy now. That Vivek guy dropped out.
He dropped out?
I think so, yeah.
Basically, the consensus right now is that none of these people have a shot.
Yeah.
He's going to be the president-elect. And a lot of people are saying that he's going to choose Nikki Haley for his VP.
Oh, my God.
Because she's technically, like you know, a woman. She's like the Kamala or whatever.
Yeah, Kamala Harris. Even though Arjun did nothing, everyone got so pumped up. She had a little bit Indian in her, right? You know how, like, back in the day, like, everyone's like, oh, you know, there's, like, that's a conspiracy theory that, like, there's someone else controlling what happens. Mm-hmm. But Biden being president is, like, the most clear cut, like, you can't even argue that it's not a conspiracy anymore. This guy can't even have a regular conversation without fucking saying a bunch of random shit that no one's even heard of. Like, he's literally like, he's like, yo, no joke, you can compare him to our fucking, to Bapuji. He was like, I think Bapuji was more put together than Biden. Straight up.
And who, Marty?
Yeah, 100%. Marty was more put together than Biden.
Marty.
And this was
that. Didn't know that.
I didn't know his name was Marty until like, Two weeks ago.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Marty, man.
You don't know. Mahinder Singh, a.k.a. Marty. Marty's Nikki Haley. He changed his name, bro. Because she's actually Namrata Randhawa. Yeah. Changed her name to Nikki Haley.
Dude, yeah. Marty fucking... He was like... At his absolute like worst decline, he's probably better than Joe Biden. I'm not even kidding. Because, like, yo, Joe Biden, he must have some sort of, like, Alzheimer's, dementia, something.
Something, yeah.
Yeah. The amount of videos that come out of this guy just rap, and you're like, what the fuck did he just say? Yeah. And everyone's just in the background clapping, yeah. And you're like, what the fuck? This is the U.S.?
Yeah, man. I don't know. They're in for a rough ride. Rough ride. And my girl, Nikki Haley, white girl.
White girl bunny.
Yes. No, there's a picture of her at like their bar stop with her husband. She's like, how's the kachunya? I screenshot, I sent it to Shami. I'm like, Nikki Haley at the Indian church.
What? Nikki Haley.
And her dad
at the Indian Vatican.
Her dad is a Sardar still till this day.
Yeah, I saw a picture of her.
Oh my, she probably has them locked up in a bunker somewhere. Yeah. Just so they're not seen anywhere in public. I don't know why anyone in their right mind would want to run for any type of office in the U.S. because they are going to dig up. Shami was telling me that news reporters went to India and started knocking on the doors of her relatives that she's never even met.
Who, Nikki Haley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine what they would do if like she actually turned out to be like the VP or something. She's never even spoken to her met those relatives. And you have fucking CNN, Anderson Cooper on the door like, hello.
In the pind.
In the pind.
But honestly, I feel like at that point, you just have to own it. Be like, yeah, I fucking, that was me. I'm fucking white. Look at me. My name is Nikki Haley. Are you fucking?
Prove it.
Are you dumb?
My name's Nikki.
Yeah, and just gaslight them when they find like your birth certificate.
Yeah. And then but she was also, I guess she was also doing another interview where she was talking about how like she doesn't know anything about Punjabi culture or like Sikh religion because her parents just never taught her. She's like, I don't know how to speak the language. I don't know anything.
That's a whole other debate. Like who screwed up here? Like did her parents truly not teach it to her, or did they try and she was just so distracted by the whiteness around her and she was like, you know what, I don't want anything to do with this.
But if you're like, imagine like you are the only, I'm not giving her like a justification for what she's doing, because at 29 you damn well know you're not fucking Caucasian. But you also should know at the age of 50 years old that the Indian church is called a Gurdwara. Okay.
Like that's like the bare minimum.
So that, yeah. So it's like you should have at least some sense, right? So it goes to tell me that she's just an idiot. Couldn't even say temple.
Yes, that's the biggest thing.
You know, like, yeah, they grew up going to temple with my parents. No, they grew up going to the Indian church. She's a black woman who's interviewing you who said you grew up sick. So she would know what temple means. Fucking dummy, bro. But what I'm saying is if you're the only person of color in your city or your town, it would be really hard, especially in the South. It would be very hard to like, you know, rep your culture because you have no idea. So you grow up in the 70s, you know, like it's different. Obviously now it's different because there's like the internet, you can connect with people in different areas. So if you grow up in an all white town, you can, there's opportunities to connect with other groups and stuff still.
Yeah, I get it. But it's just sad that these are the people that are responsible for like making meaningful change. Or
this one like stand-up special I was like watching, and the guy was like, I just like imagine like people who are like pulling the strings behind the scenes. And he was talking about when George Bush was like running, or when he was like president, right? Like when he was running. Because he would say a lot of stupid, like out-of-pocket shit that made no sense, right? And he's like, I just imagine like the person like behind the scenes, like, we can go dumber. Like, they're trying to put the dumbest person in just to see how dumb everyone else is.
Yeah. Dude, it just goes to show. Look at Biden. That's crazy, man. That like, that guy's running the country.
Have you guys seen that trend where it's like, this is what's in for the new year and then this is what's out for the new year? Well, Fresh Canvas should definitely be in, okay? Because they have an amazing, amazing deal right now on microneedling. I got microneedling done last month, and I cannot believe that I've been sleeping on this treatment, okay? I swear to God, my skin texture has improved like 100%. The dullness is gone. The glowy is in. I cannot believe, like, I'm regularly going to get microneedling done now because how have I been sleeping on this? I've been bonking about it for months and I've been sleeping on it. Like, what? Go see your friends at Fresh Canvas to treat your skin good this month. Their specials include $199 for microneedling and $440 for their Secret RF Advanced Microneedling, which is great for smoothing skin texture, acne scars, dark pigmentation, and more. They also have a bomb laser hair removal package right now for only $275, where you can get full legs, arms, underarms, and choose between Brazilian and full face. Also, when you get any Hydrafacial, you'll also get 20% off skincare products in store. And make sure you use the code COACHES for 15% off all services and product in store and online. Okay, don't forget. And remember, when you support the sponsors by using the services, using the codes, or going, you know, buying the product, whatever, you're supporting the podcast. And that helps the podcast keep going and all that type of stuff. So make sure you guys show them some love. Fresh Canvas Spa. Okay, let's hop into the Coach Without a portion of the podcast where we answer your questions, react to your stories. Please don't take anything you say seriously. We're just talking that shit. If you need real professional help, please reach out to someone who knows what we're talking about. This is an entertainment purposes only. Update from the budget boyfriend. Remember last episode? No, the episode before last, where we were talking about, he's like, I like told my girlfriend like we should work within a budget, and then the whole conversation started about how much people spend or whatever.
Yeah.
So he updated us. Poor guy, man.
Wait, was he the one that initially
like he just submitted?
or was it the girlfriend?
No, he submitted. Okay. He just said she got mad.
She was like, I can't believe you're trying to put a budget on my present. And then we were like, we kind of were like, nah. Like,
no,
we
don't really know. I agreed with it.
Gurkarn, we came to the conclusion that you'd had no budget when it came to buying Karen gifts.
I know, but I agreed with him saying that there's a, cause yeah. like, in, but in the beginning, now, if you ask Karen now, if we say it all the time, we're like, why didn't we do that? Like, why?
Because
we,
it's different in the beginning. It's different in the
beginning when you're younger, you're still dating.
And you're in the courtship
anyway,
phase.
So they had only been together for 4 months. So this was the first thing, okay? I want to see what your thoughts are now after he says what he set the budget for, okay?
Why he set the budget?
Okay, so he says, he goes, I didn't know my submission would create such a discourse, but I appreciate it. Some info. I have a somewhat stable job, but have been paying for everything our whole relationship. I want, quote, whole relationship to everyone to know that it's been 4 months, okay?
Okay.
I simply
didn't. What is a somewhat stable job?
Yeah.
What's like, it means like, you know.
Are you a realtor?
Yeah. No. No, like, it probably just means
he's
like.
He's working at like Rogers.
He could be Lego at any time.
Yeah.
Like maybe. He's replaceable.
Yeah, maybe. I simply didn't want us getting anything too extravagant for each other, like Girk said. I ended up convincing her to do an under $100 budget.
Solid.
Gurkarn?
Did you see his face? His teeth did not separate.
He was like,
solid.
Solid. We exchanged gifts yesterday, which I spent $100 on her, about $100. And she spent about $70 on me. I did end up feeling bad because I knew her friends received more expensive gifts from their boyfriends. Thanks for the advice. And everyone... Okay, I read this on the live.
Wait,
okay?
What was the advice?
I don't know. I don't remember what we said, but...
Damn, this guy went down to $100, eh?
Yo, everyone in the live was like, bro... Even all the guys in the live were like, yo, you kept my shit for under $100.
Yeah, straight up, you can.
I was like,
Secret Santa
dude,
limits.
Dude, our family secret Santa
is $200
yeah. a person. But you actually can't get like anything decent for under $100 these days.
Yeah, it's just all like knickknacks and shit.
Yeah.
Because we did one, like a random, like, what is it called? White. Yeah. And the budget was like 50. And then after this year, everyone's like, yo. It has to be bumped up. Like, this
yeah,
is too good.
Yeah, because it's, like, too junker. Yeah. You literally can't buy... So, I was shook when this guy said under $100. I was like...
Okay, that is pretty fucking cheap, part of man. How old is this guy?
26.
I mean, fuck. No. Oh, it's a little cheap, part of man.
It's a lot cheaper, especially when it's your first Christmas together. Like, you're just saying, like, you know, you're really not worth it.
I don't know if that's what it's really saying.
Had this guy said... We set the budget for 200. Yeah. I'd be like, yo, that is completely reasonable.
Yeah, like it's just Christmas and all. Like,
you can
birthday.
Buy two items with that. Yeah. One good item, and then a small little thing on the side.
How much are those
like
UGG shoes that you were talking about that you wanted? Let's
like
see.
Fucking $150.
I think I paid TD like fucking $50 in fucking fees just recently. I swear to God, these fantasy playoffs ended. We had to pay people out.
On the UGG website, it's $150.
Yeah.
So
it's like,
you can't even afford those. Dude.
You can't even get that within the budget.
If you can't get that, I would say for this year, that would have been the standard.
The one random fucking person sent us $90 worth of Starbucks gift card. Yeah. For the holidays.
Anonymous.
The anonymous listener. Yeah. Oh my God.
They sent us $90. Think collectively. Yeah.
Yeah.
30
yeah,
each.
30 each. Yeah.
Yeah. This guy spent that on his girl. Fucking ripped it. What a G.
Fucking ripped it.
Like $200, I was for sure on this guy's side. Yeah. Under $100, that's pretty rowdy, man. That's right. Like, that's hard to defend.
Damn. Yo, you know what? The fact that you convinced her, just marry this girl.
That's props.
Okay. This one. Okay. This one's a little, you know, a little interesting. Hey, Coach B, I hope you're well. I recently found out that my boyfriend went on a trip before we started dating with his siblings and their spouses and his female best friend. What? I also learned that my boyfriend and his female best friend shared a room together. He told me about the trip when we met, and I'd always asked who else had gone since he would be a fifth wheel. And his response was that it was a friend. When I found out it was his female best friend, I was very upset. He said it didn't matter because it was before we met. What do you think? I find it weird he didn't tell me. They also talk every single day and have been on another trip together with other people where they shared a room, apparently separate beds. I immediately asked if they had slept together and he declined. I haven't met her in the year that we've been together. I'm 29. He's 30. The friend is 23.
What?
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn, just chuck the comma. Jutta.
Yeah.
What was that thing? What was that? What does that guy say?
Lucky Niger? Yeah, Lucky Niger does it.
Dude, it's so gross. Dude, 1-800 Chris Hansen. Hello? Police?
Hello, hello police.
How? Wow.
Gert's like, write a book. I will buy it. I will buy 20 copies.
How do people
get away with
shit like this? Like, the fact that she hadn't even anywhere in the submission questioned why her boyfriend is 30 years old and he has a 23-year-old best friend.
That's
girl. Crazy.
Yeah, is this I was top five wildest.
This is top five most the littlest situations of life.
Dude, this is
Harv just introduced me to that word.
What?
The littlest. He's like, when it's beyond the Lulu.
You just add that to the end of every word. You're a fuddu or you're a fuddar. Yeah, seriously, that's how it starts.
Now you're the littlest.
Oh my god.
What was your reaction when you found out this guy was messaging a fucking 23-year-old? Not even messaging, but going on. That's crazy, man. Family trips. What was his family thinking? Why was this fucking little jockery with us?
Jockery.
It's one thing to have an age gap in your, like, a romantic relationship.
Yeah.
Because you can cough it up to, like, attraction or whatever, and then it builds from there. But what reason is there for a 30-year-old man to have a female best friend that's 23 years old? That to me seems wild.
Yeah.
So these two have been together for a year and she's never met the best friend.
You're getting finessed. You're getting finessed.
I would be like, yo, let's all go for fucking lunch.
A year and you haven't met his underage best friend?
Underage.
No, this chick's underage. I'm telling you.
I just need to look at this guy's booty.
Yeah.
Show me. It's usually like the most fucking jankara looking guys, dude.
Oh my god. You think
that
so?
Get away with this. Yeah, 100%.
You're worried about these trips, bro? This guy about to get arrested. This guy has the police are working on a case. He's under investigation and you have no fucking idea.
I'm just here to play video games.
Video games.
Did you see that one? The Chris Hansen one? It's like a little thing and he's got like a Judah. Didn't even bother to put on like a pug or anything. Just a Judah. And he's like, well, I'm just here to play video games. Did he go to jail? Does those guys go to jail? What happens to those guys?
I don't know what happened. I think they do. They do go to jail. Like the real cops show up. Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Getting busted like that on TV, you're like, fuck, man.
I thought that was a show.
Huh? Yeah.
To Catch a Predator.
That's what I'm saying. It's so crazy.
That is crazy.
Like on live TV. Imagine you're just at home.
Wait, so they don't make it? And like, they don't do it anymore?
They recognize you? Video game.
Yeah, final episode was in 2007.
Oh shit. And we're still talking about
because it's honestly a wild thing concept because predators, it's like a very serious topic now, like, you know, sex trafficking.
Like people are doing this Chris Hansen thing just like, you know, just the average Ambanda is doing it. What are those guys called? Creep catchers?
Yeah, on YouTube or something?
Yeah, on YouTube. And they're like, and the police is like, yo, can you guys fucking fuck off and stop this? These guys are nowhere fucking. Because what they do, they put the people on blast, but then the person just gets to go away.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because the police probably are trying to get like their evidence or convict, you know?
And these guys like come, like videotape the person, make a scene in public, and then the person just like walks away. And it's seriously, I don't know why on that creep catcher thing, it's like 80% are dissies.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so many dissies, man.
Yo, that's fucked.
Yeah. And they're all like straight up like fob dissies, dude.
No.
Yeah.
Why are you watching it so much that you can figure out that it's 80%?
Dude, because when you start that fucking rabbit hole, yeah. I was like, yo, what are these fucking Disney's doing, man?
Bro, there's a channel called Fraser Valley Creep Catchers. Fraser Valley. What is it?
I think there's Calgary. I think there's an Alberta one too, man.
Fraser Valley Creep Catchers. There's one for this one area. How many creeps are there? There's 67 episodes.
Oh my God.
Dude. Like, we're just, I read this out and now we're just talking about creep catchers.
Pedophiles. But this chick's like fully legal age. Pedophiles. Wait, what episode was that?
It was on the Patreon. I put it on the Patreon. Fuck, pedophile. I was editing it. I was losing my mind.
What was it? I forgot the whole. What was the thing?
Like the short guy. And then I was like, oh yeah, man, like, you know, the guy's like, what is a pedophile? And Garth's like, what? Pedophile.
Oh yeah. Instead of you, I think you meant to say piddu. Yeah.
I was trying to say pidda. Yeah. And I said Peter, and then Garth's like, pedophile. Yeah.
But like, she's like obviously fully of legal age and shit.
Yeah. Barely.
It's just like, yeah. I'm trying so hard. I'm like literally in my mind going through all the ways this is possible, but it's just in all ways it's weird. Like, especially like if you're saying that you're friends.
The best is Tony was doing this type of shit.
No, but I was not his friend. I was
at one point you were
for like a day.
That's why she specified.
No, we fully were like, we started talking, yeah. And it was like the natural progression that everybody has. And like a little while later, we were like,
he was talking to Garveen with the intention of the romance.
Yeah.
He wasn't talking to Garveen to be best friends.
Yeah.
Like, that's different.
And if he was freaking greasing me around with him on trips and being like, hey guys, this is my friend.
This is my best friend.
Like, my best friend.
It's one thing to have an age difference with the romantic stuff. That's different, I feel like, because that, you know, that there's physical attraction and then you develop like a, you know, rapport and like, a, you know, that makes sense. But the best friend for no reason.
Already like pushing it with the whole like, yeah. My girl best friend and we're traveling together.
100%. Every single time we've had a submission like this where it's like, oh, my boyfriend has a girl best friend. You know, it's like a little where we never know really what to say.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And because we always like flip the script on Girk. Like, what if Karen had a guy best friend? Girk, we got fucking slap her upside the head. Like, you know, like it's already, yeah, you're treading on like, you know, thin ice here already. It's already, I don't know how people like feel about that. Now she's 23 on top of it. Fuck it. You're getting finessed. You have no idea.
Yeah. And she's gone on multiple trips with this guy.
Yeah. And you believe in him when he says that nothing's happened.
And he just said, oh, it was a friend and didn't specify. And you haven't met. Like, come on. Like, how many more? Like, there's red flags all around.
All around. Don't. It's wild to me that you believed him when he said nothing happened. After you found out that he lied about, like, or he didn't actually tell you that it was a girl.
Yes. Like that right is there, that's a lie. He's 100%
he slept with her.
Yeah.
That's a blatant lie right there. I'll tell you right now. Guarantee. Yeah. And she's 23. Bro.
Is he paying for these trips, you think?
If she's 23, yeah, 100%.
He's probably like, oh, yeah, my siblings are going on a trip. They want me to come too. I don't want to go alone though, so you want to come with me? Like, don't worry, yeah. I got everything. Like, I'll cover everything.
Maybe if this was like both parties were like Gen Z, you know, then I'd be like, okay, maybe, you know, Gen Zs are a little bit more like, you know, chill when it comes to this type of shit. But a 30-year-old guy, no.
But that's my best friend.
Hey, Coach B, love your podcast. Would appreciate your advice. My husband and his friends have now planned their third trip to Cuba. This would actually be my husband's fourth time because his first time was with me. I loved our trip. It was great. The food was great too, but I wouldn't say it's a four trip kind of great.
Well, fuck, maybe for you it wasn't.
My husband and his friends keep going on and on about the food there. But the taco those were great.
The fresh fruit? Holy fuck. It doesn't get fresher than that.
But like I said, I've been there and I wouldn't say it's the top place to go for food. However, the girls there are bomb, which makes me feel insecure and a little worried. I know all you're going to say that this is a me problem, but hear me out. My estranged older brother and one of our neighbors went to Cuba and came back with girlfriends there.
What?
While they were both married.
Huh?
I can't help but have this in my head. If I ever told my husband this, he would be so angry that I'm comparing him to my brother. But seriously, what is the hype otherwise? They can go anywhere. Have you guys heard of a group of guys in love with going to Cuba? I've heard of groups of guys being in love with Colombia.
Medellin.
This is Bande, man. We're just trying to explore the fucking dunya, man. We've been so shattered.
Why are you going to Cuba four times?
It's just, we haven't
explored somewhere else.
They haven't finished exploring, obviously. What kind of dumb question is that?
Okay, the thing that struck
too much food to try.
So many.
Okay, I'm sorry. How did she mention the food again? Because I'm pretty sure
Cuba's known for having the most landing type of food. Yeah. I've heard from people that have been there that the food is not good at
100%.
All. I've never heard anything about Cuban food in my life.
No, but like Cuba, like when you go to Cuba, like the food is... Like, that's not what they talk about.
Because isn't Cuba, like, where they can't even have... They don't even have proper ketchup.
They don't have ketchup. They don't have, like, American food there
at all. They can't import anything.
You can't get Coke. You can't get ketchup. None of that shit.
Man, how are you guys... What if their taste palate is different than yours?
I'm just like, Cuba doesn't have ketchup? He's cheating.
Yeah. Straight up, man. They don't need ketchup. They like hot sauce.
We know what kind of hot sauce.
No, but I've never heard of anyone going to Cuba for the food.
Buddy, okay, Sheila guys went to Cuba, okay?
Yeah, but they didn't go for the food.
Okay, there's
plenty
of families that go on family vacations because it's a cheap, sunny beach destination.
Yes, there you go.
But then almost everybody... always comes back and says, yeah, it was beautiful, but the food was shit. So spending 7 days there at an all-inclusive was very difficult.
That's what I've heard.
And we will not be going back.
Yeah. But here's the other thing, okay? I've gone to Vegas like 5 times, right? We always go back to Cancun, right?
So people go to Mexico.
There are spots that we revisit all the time. How many times have we fucking been to Cancun?
A lot.
6 or 7, I think, at this point. Yeah. Like, and we're planning again to go again. Yeah. So there are destinations that you just love so much that you had a good time with it. Like the first time, you just keep going back. Yeah. That happens everywhere. Yeah. People always go to Scottsdale. People always, you know, they keep going back to all these places because they're easy trips to make. Yeah. They're relatively cheap. Yeah. They were. And it's a quick, you can go for a weekend, you can go for a week. Everyone can do it type of deal.
Also, she just has extra trauma because
Her brother's an idiot.
Her brother and neighbor somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, what kind of fucking...
Went there and came back with girlfriends.
Like, while they're married. Sick.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
Yeah, so now she's projecting. 100%.
100%, yeah. But is it weird that...
The only thing I find weird is that they're going on about the food.
Yeah.
Like, as if they're trying to justify why they're going. Like, food is amazing there. Like,
they're probably just like, yo, this fucking chick doesn't shut up. Just tell her the food is good.
Cuba's literally the one place out of all these, like,
fucking Gordon Ramsay over here.
I'm not Gordon Ramsay. I was working... In the travel industry, like, I've talked to people.
Travel industry, food industry, fucking psychology industry, fucking the... Find your fucking degree, get there, fucking... Jack of all trades, master of none. This is the definition right here.
You know what? Girk, screw you.
The food...
You just ran out of ways
the
to
travel industry.
Defend your people and...
The venue industry.
Yeah.
The banking industry.
The service industry.
I worked for two banks.
The cleaning industry.
Coming from, like, you know, working in the banking industry, the next submission. Well, you know, Pam, like, you know, being in the venue industry.
Yeah. Being in the travel industry. Shut the fuck up. WestJet call center, right? Being in the banking, fucking teller at TD Bank. Chill the fuck out. Being in the service industry, Walmart employee.
Being in the... Walmart industry.
Yeah. Walmart industry. Best industry. Okay.
Being in the fishing industry, Joker's cutting out my chi on a fucking line.
Yo, I worked in so many industries, Pam.
Oh, you were in the fishing yeah. You were actually in the fishing industry.
Yeah.
Not even fish, but cod industry.
Yeah, I've been in multiple facets of the fishing.
What other industries have you worked in?
Bro, at this point, I'm surprising myself.
No, I totally forgot about Gravine used to work at a fish market.
A fish cannery.
A fish cannery.
Yeah, at a fish market.
A fish, whatever, fish cannery.
Being in the fishing industry, you're just cutting fish on a fucking line.
I've...
What else industry have you worked in?
In the truck wash industry.
I used to wash my dad's truck.
My first job was at my
the child care industry.
Yes, I've been in the child care industry.
Yo, what industry have you not?
What industry have I not? Let me look at my fucking emails right now.
Yeah, the list of the industries you haven't been is shorter for sure.
It's shorter for sure.
Yeah.
Aesthetician industry.
Yeah.
Yo,
you were doing fucking tattoos too.
You're the tattoo industry.
Griffy and the tattoo artist.
Yo,
guys, I'm actually I'm shocking myself at this point.
Yeah, but being in something for a month is
tattooing eyebrows on some bitches with no eyebrows is not being in the tattoo industry. That's like someone with like 20 years experience, like did back pieces and shit, won awards.
No, Pav, being like, you know, being in the tattoo industry, like you have to.
I really understand the amount of skill it takes.
You guys are the worst.
Oh my God.
Too busy trying to figure out what other
industry. What were we even talking about? Oh, the Cuba thing.
Yeah.
Being in the travel industry.
Yeah. Sorry, sir. We can't change your flight.
You're going to Cuba. That's what you booked.
Yo, everyone now should just start saying their job, the sector, and then industry when they're referring to something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean. Like, even, like, all the employees, like, everyone used to travel everywhere, but nobody ever wanted to go to Cuba.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Cuba's not really that, you know, destination that comes to mind. It's, like, Vegas, Mexico.
But, I mean, I think it just depends. Like,
Colombia.
Like, for me, for example, dude, I don't know why people...
San Diego.
No, Mexico. I don't know why people like... It makes no...
Yeah, because you don't like the resort life.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Maybe these guys just like, for them, it's just...
Whereas like you prefer somewhere like San Diego. Like you love San Diego. Yeah. You would go back there multiple times.
San Diego.
What is there in San Diego? I've been there.
San Diego's sick.
I've heard people say that San Diego is like super sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like a really cool place to be.
Yeah, you get like the whole beach vibe and shit is all there. Then
you
get
say beach vibe?
Beach. Did I say beach? No.
Yeah, you go to San Diego, they have the beach over there.
The beach over there is sick.
The beach. The beach wife.
I love the wives at the beach.
When I go there, I never take my t-shirt off on the beach.
Fuck it, man.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah, San Diego's sick. But I just like going to places. Like we've been to LA multiple times.
You can like explore.
Yeah, like there's different.
Yeah, see, like I don't understand either. Like I've been to LA like a couple times, maybe two or three times. But like each time, I was like, "What the fuck am I doing here?"
Me and Karen usually go. We try to go usually once a year.
I know there's gonna be people like, "Bam, you don't know anything about the Cuba food scene. It's super amazing." Okay, sure, maybe. Sure. Listen, if they don't have ketchup there, I am there.
Okay, sure. Look up the first article and it talks about how you freaking, there's the craziest tariffs or like things that you can't even, that can't get imported. Literally, Cuban people are posting all the time that they take whatever's like rationed to the citizens and sometimes stuff from that is taken and given to the resorts so they can like... have enough food for
guests.
These are tourists? Going there for the fucking 5-star experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably 100% there's Michelin star restaurants there.
The Michelin stars being given out by the Michelin tire company is crazy to me. I still can't get over that. I remember when I discovered that, I was like, what?
A food reviewer.
Like, literally, Gravine, chefs are dying to have to be a Michelin star chef. And it's a tire company.
Gravine working in an industry.
When I was working in the food industry, I was actually...
You guys.
I met the Michelin man.
Screw you. Other than makeup...
I met
the WestJet is the longest place that I worked at. Like the... Screw you.
I'm joking.
Bro.
Just because you have nothing fun to say about the industry you work the longest in.
Which is?
Garment.
Oh. No, I have a lot to say about that industry.
Working in the governance industry.
Governance, thanks.
This one's interesting, okay? Hey, Coach B, my boyfriend thinks I lied to him. So about 2 years ago, my doctor put me on a medication to help with my PCOS, which in turn helped me lose weight. Like 150 pounds.
What?
I've made...
You can lose that much weight taking a pill like that?
No. It's not like... I'm assuming the PCOS was...
Be at the doctor tomorrow? I heard about this thing for PCOS.
Greg's like, I have PCOS. Polycystic ovarian syndrome.
How fucking... What do you mean? Prove it, bitch.
Prove it. You don't have ovaries.
What do I identify? Say no to me now.
Oh my god, okay. Okay. Anyways, I've made huge lifestyle changes to aid and maintain it. Yeah, so that's the thing. Even like, I'm assuming the medication was a diabetic one because that's the one that they put you on.
Is it?
Yeah, when you have PCO, okay, like I metformin maybe... or something like that.
Okay.
And that helps with weight loss.
Okay, so I was like, it can't be like the same category as what's the other one that Ozempic that everyone's taking.
Well, Ozempic was originally a drug for type 2 diabetic people to help them with weight loss. But you have to change your eating. Right? It's not just like you take the pill and you lose the weight. Like you still have to change your eating. So basically my boyfriend, who I started dating about a year ago recently, in conversation found out about the medication. He got really weird about it, saying I should have told him that's how I lost the weight. I told him it's something that's super personal and I never said anything because we've never talked about my weight loss in detail like that. We got into a fight because he said I lied to him and that I should have said something earlier. Am I wrong for not disclosing my medical history? Sounds a little ridiculous to me. They're 27, 28.
Yeah, that's pretty rowdy. Like, why does it matter?
Yeah, why does it matter? Yeah. Why, everyone needs to start giving their fucking...
medical history?
Medical history now?
That's basically what the fucking...
Submit it along with your budget.
And your salary.
Remember, that was a huge thing. Remember when the COVID vaccine thing was happening? Yeah. And everyone's like, employers required people to have like fucking show us your vaccine records. Yeah. And they're like, yo, what the fuck? That's medical personal information.
Yeah, it's personal information. Very ridiculous. Not a little ridiculous. Very ridiculous.
That one was probably just going through it that day, right?
He's just stupid in the head thinking like, oh, she needs like a pill. That means if she goes off the pill, like she's going to be fat again. Like, you know, just something dumb like that.
I don't know. Maybe.
Like, dude, she's changed her lifestyle. She changed her eating. Yeah. She's kept it off for 2 years.
And what does it matter is what
I don't know. The PCOS is something that's out of her control.
And PCOS is completely, it's just something that you have and you have. And she's like managing it. Like, and PCOS, you need to be like managing it, like with medication. Some people have to take it for life. Mm-hmm. And or sometimes they give you the medication, you lose the weight. And losing the weight alone manages all the other symptoms. So then you can go off of that medication and just continue the lifestyle changes.
And this similar stuff that happens with, like, for example, like thyroid related diseases.
There's so many people that have like thyroid issues that start to gain weight. They have to go on a thyroid pill, you know, like.
Or they have to get like.
It sounds to me like your boyfriend like didn't go to high school and didn't learn like biology.
Yeah.
Girls gaining weight's a problem. Now how they lose the weight is a fucking problem too. Like, fuck off.
Or like, God knows all the dumb things that are wrong with you right now, but you're not disclosing it.
Yeah, 100%. What about all your mental trauma that could probably affect her down the road?
That just comes with a desi.
No, that's everyone.
But that's like, just, yeah. But it's like, you know, why people are not disclosing that type of shit. And how is her disclosing the medication affecting you or your relationship? in any way. You didn't even know up until that conversation happened.
Yeah, this guy's just getting glossy for no reason, I think.
Anyways, guys, that's it for the podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed. Make sure you follow Girk on Instagram at Karan Patti Real Estate, best deal without way. Follow Gravine on Instagram. There goes Gravine. You can subscribe to the Patreon for bonus episodes, more episodes and content. And follow the official podcast Instagram account at Coach B Podcast. We'll catch you next week on Coaches Don't Play. But if you're like, where are these youths finding all this good new Punjabi music? I need to update my playlist. I'm still listening to, you know, Minu Dasaja Mail. You definitely need to update your playlist, okay? And I have the solution for you. You guys can follow Desi Don't Doze playlist on Spotify. The link is in the episode details, but you can just type in Desi Don't Doze. Hit the follow button and you'll be listening to some of the greatest and latest Punjabi tracks. They update that playlist every single Friday. One of my favorite songs on the playlist right now is this one. Check him out, Desi Don't Doze.